Analysts say it should come as no surprise that the CIA is already at work in Libya. Reva Bala, Middle East analyst for the private intelligence firm Stratfor, says gathering intelligence is the most basic function of the CIA.
Obviously, when you have a military campaign like this underway, you're going to need people on the ground painting targets for airstrikes, not only on the military aspect, but just in trying to figure out who is the opposition. You know, who are they actually dealing with? Are there any viable leaders who show the potential to unify this very fractious country?
According to published reports, an unknown number of CIA officers, along with British intelligence and special forces counterparts, are working with the Libyan rebels. The CIA has its own paramilitary component, known as the Special Activities Division. But what the CIA might be doing in Libya, beyond just gathering intelligence, is unclear. By all accounts, the Libyan rebels are poorly trained and equipped. They made some advances, but have been pushed back by Libyan army counterattacks. The Obama administration has said it has not yet decided to arm the Libyan rebels, but has said firmly it will not send in U.S. ground troops, preferring to stick with the enforcement of the no-fly zone. Offering what he says are personal views, former senior CIA officer Emil Nakle says it is likely the CIA is providing some form of non-lethal assistance to the rebels, especially in terms of communication and organization.
They probably would provide them with communications gear from the most basic walkie-talkies to a bit more advanced cellular telephones. Two, perhaps they might help train them how to attack or anticipate Gaddafi's attacks. I mean, the fact is they are just a bunch of ragtag enthusiastic opposition people to the regime, but have no idea of how to even organize.
Nakle believes, however, that there is nothing stopping CIA officers from training the rebels on captured weapons.
We would need to train them how to use the weapons they already captured from the Gaddafi forces. Some of them, you know, have captured some of these rockets and they don't know how to fire them. So we can, I think, do all kinds of things before, even way below the level of arming them with U.S. arms.
But many analysts believe that for the rebels to turn the tide back in their favor, they will need sophisticated weapons, such as those the U.S. provided to Afghan rebels fighting Soviet occupation in the 1980s, and specialized training on how to use them. According to published accounts quoting Obama administration sources, President Barack Obama signed a secret authorization known as a presidential finding, authorizing possible future training and arming of the rebels. But such a program carries great risks. Reva Bala says the governments involved in the anti-Gaddafi coalition are worried about possible infiltration of the rebels by radical Islamists.
I think that's the biggest question that's on the mind of many of these governments, because it just isn't clear. This is not a very sophisticated or militarily capable opposition force. And then there's, of course, the concern of whether some of the more Islamist militant types are mixed in within this opposition, and if there are going to be moves to arm and supply these rebels, is that something that could have serious blowback down the line?
What the CIA actually ends up doing in Libya may never be publicly known. But as former CIA officers have pointed out, the larger an operation, the more difficult it is to keep it secret. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.